Almost half the 3,500 criminals former NC Dem Governor Roy Cooper released went on to reoffend, and now he's running for Senate. By Hannah Knudsen on May 8, 2026. More than 1,000 criminals who were released back into the streets on former Governor Roy Cooper's DNC watch went on to reoffend, according to an analysis of those released. Cooper's administration released roughly 3,500 criminals back onto the streets during the coronavirus pandemic after being sued by the ACLU and the NAACP, which claimed it was cruel to leave inmates detained due to the risk of catching the illness. At the time, Reverend Dr. T. Anthony Spearman, president of the North Carolina State Conference of the NAACP, put it this way: "We cannot leave our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, and who are disproportionately black and brown, to die behind bars during this global emergency." Then Governor O'Cooper ultimately signed a settlement, resulting in the release of these criminals. However, Cooper, now vying for a Senate seat, placed the list of released prisoners sealed under court order. As his Republican challenger Michael Whatley explained to Breitbart News Daily, he sealed it so no one could see it, but assured North Carolinians that no violent criminals were released. The North Carolina legislature has since been able to secure that list, which shows that Cooper did, in fact, lie to his own people. He released murderers and rapists alike, and over 50 of the released criminals were serving life sentences. Speaking of Cooper, Whatley said, "The fact is that he released 51 people who were serving life sentences at the time. The fact is that he released hundreds of violent criminals, rapists, pedophiles. I mean, it was really a horrific list of people that he released at the time. And it gets worse. Hundreds have gone on to reoffend, as detailed by the New York Post. At least 3,500 convicts were released as part of a little-known settlement between Cooper's administration and civil rights groups in February 2021, and the Post found more than 600 of those later committed serious felonies like homicides, sex offenses, or other violent crimes. In all, North Carolina's Sentencing and Policy Advisory Commission found in a 2024 report that the recidivism rate for the 3,500 released as part of the settlement was 48%, higher than the rate for the nearly 13,000 released over the course of fiscal year 2021, 44%. 18 of those released by Cooper have since been charged with murder. Tyrell Brace, for example, was released from prison in 2021 and was arrested and charged with the murder of 23-year-old Delonte Thompson, a father of a young girl, the following year. Prior to the prison stint Cooper released him from, Brace had been booked for numerous other crimes, including assault by strangulation of a pregnant woman. The Post pointed to Keyshawn Norrell, who was also released on Cooper's watch. He was convicted of murder as a juvenile and, following his release, went on to be convicted of first-degree murder. The list goes on and on. One man, Gary Jenkins, was charged with fatally stabbing a man in 2022. Jimmy Spate, another inmate released early, wasted no time. He was charged with second-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping the very next month. Another released inmate, Brandon Locklear, went on to shoot a mother in her vehicle, killing her. And yet another, Lucas Shane Skronk, went on to plead guilty to second-degree murder in the death of his 16-month-old daughter. Authorities determined she died of fentanyl toxicity. Whatley told Breitbart News Daily that Cooper owes the people of North Carolina a serious explanation. "And I think as the voters of North Carolina continue to hear more about the victims that he created by releasing these people from prison, that's going to be a real problem. You know, the number one function of any government is to protect its citizens, and Roy Cooper was an abject failure at that," he said. Roy Cooper owes the people of North Carolina an explanation. Not just why did he sign off on this, you know, instead of fight it, how did those prisoners get picked? How do you explain the fact that these people were released just because of COVID?" he asked. From March 2020 to February 2021, at the height of the pandemic, 215,000 inmates were released from prison nationwide, according to a report from the Department of Justice.